Welcome to your daily devotional, June 10th. Wait on the Lord, Psalm 37 in verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. David is writing to encourage those who love the Lord to patiently wait for God at all times, with the knowledge that the sure hope of salvation awaits them. This is in contrast to the wicked, who may seem to prosper for a while, but will eventually fall into calamity because of their love for and obedience to sin. Throughout the Bible, many people waited on the Lord, from Abraham to Elijah to Jesus Christ Himself, regarding His humanity. The reward was always a closer relationship with the Father in heaven, a life of lessons well learned, and a sparing of many troubles. Many folks have wound up in bad marriages and relationships because they were so impatient to get involved with someone, or so lonely that they chose the wrong person and ended up with a lot of misery as a result. Some of us have impetuously tried to make things happen in our lives in whatever area, when it was obvious, though we were in denial, that the time was not right. Our text says, wait on the Lord and keep His way. If we are keeping God's way, honoring His commands, and subjecting ourselves to Him, we will be rewarded with the best things. We will have a peace and perspective that is godly, and we will be satisfied in our own skin. We will be consistent and faithful in all areas of our lives, knowing that our God will come through for us. Have any of you had an experience where you waited on the Lord and found a resolution to a situation, or a fulfillment of a desire of your heart, or a situation where every avenue seemed a dead end, but God provided an avenue that was a great blessing for you in your life? Have you had a prayer for another who is dear to you answered by the gracious God in heaven? It may be that your persistent prayer for your loved one's heart and soul will be answered in due time. Wait on the Lord and place your confidence in Him, and He shall exalt you to inherit the land. The land in the Old Testament represents the fulfillment of divine promise and entering into God's rest, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9. Let us be found patiently waiting on our God, serving Him all the while, knowing that Jesus Christ is for us, and that an eternal home in heaven awaits we who believe.